The Vermont Supreme Court has ruled that prosecutors did not have enough evidence to hold Jack Sawyer without bail, a ruling that may bolster calls by the defense to dismiss the case. Sawyer is the 18-year-old Pulteney man accused of a thwarted plot to shoot up Fairhaven Union High School. The case has fascinated legal experts, who say it's forcing the state to grapple with the difficult issue of when intent to do something becomes an actual crime. VPR's Nina Keck reports, and just to note, this story includes some disturbing details of the thwarted shooting plot.
Legal experts point out that Vermont already sets a high bar when it comes to proving a crime has been attempted. Dan Seaton, a longtime defense attorney in Vermont, not involved in the Sawyer case, says crimes of intent become even more difficult when the case involves a teenager.
Because teenagers are, to some extent, prone to dramatic statements and dramatic gestures.
Matthew Valerio, the state's defender general, takes it a step further.
The bottom line is that there likely wasn't even a crime here.
But Rutland State's attorney Rose Kennedy argued in court that had the state waited until Sawyer showed up at the school and began shooting, people would have died. Administrators at Fairhaven Union High School say they're extremely disappointed with the high court's ruling and have had to reassure frightened parents that they've got adequate security in place. So let's go back over how this case unfolded. Sawyer was arrested in February, just after the deadly high school shooting in Parkland, Florida. He was charged with four felonies, including attempted first-degree murder, crimes which carry a potential life sentence without parole. Prosecutors have pointed to the teen's statements and actions as proof of his intent. Facebook messages Sawyer allegedly sent a friend saying he approved of what happened in Parkland and was planning to shoot up his own former high school. Prosecutors say Sawyer moved back to Vermont from a school for troubled teens in Maine and in February bought a shotgun and ammunition, allegedly to carry out his plan. And then there's the 31-page diary Sawyer allegedly wrote, titled Journal of an Active Shooter. One entry from December references Fairhaven Union School Resource Officer Scott Alkenberg. It reads, "The biggest thing I'm trying to figure out right now is how I can get as far as I can into the shooting before cops bust me first and shoot me dead. I know that I'm going to have to take Officer Scott out first, but what's the best way? I'm thinking I'll go in a few days prior to scope things out and see if he can typically be found in his office. I'm intending to just blow his f***ing head off before he can even draw his gun or think about what's happening. If he kills me first, all of this will be pointless, since I won't make the impact and chaos I plan to create." Vermont Superior Court Judge Thomas Zone ruled last month that the defendant went beyond mere preparation and warranted continued incarceration without bail. Matthew Valerio, Vermont's defender general, says he wasn't surprised to see Zone's ruling overturned by the Supreme Court.
"I could sit around all day with my list of people I don't like and talk about the ways I'd like to hurt them and what I'd do if I had the chance, but that's not a crime. That's fantasy."
David Slay, a longtime defense attorney in Vermont not connected to the Sawyer case, agrees and applauds the high court decision.
"They got the law exactly right and didn't give in to the temptation of abandoning 100 years of precedent to address a situation that's caused widespread panic."
Slay believes had the court ruled otherwise, it would have set a dangerous precedent.
"Where does this expansion stop when we have high publicity incidents, things that none of us want to see reoccur? And where does the intersection between preventing possible wrong bump up against the interference with somebody's ability to think and speak?"
Slay and others say the Supreme Court's ruling effectively reverses Judge Zone's earlier decision. Kelly Green, Sawyer's defense attorney, says a renewed motion to dismiss has already been drafted. Rutland State's attorney Rose Kennedy, who's been prosecuting Sawyer, didn't respond to requests for comment, but she told the Rutland Herald she was incredibly disappointed in the Supreme Court's decision and its interpretation of Vermont law. The Supreme Court added what some legal experts say is a unique addendum to their ruling about that very topic. It reads, quote, "The legislature can, if it chooses, deviate from this long-established standard by passing a law revising the definition of attempt," unquote. Vermont defense attorney Dan Seiden believes that's exactly what lawmakers need to do so the courts have another option, a charge that would fall between disorderly conduct and attempted murder.
We ought to come up with something else that's akin to you can't shout fire in a crowded theater. You can't talk about shooting up schools. There's no legitimate speech content there that's justified by the First Amendment.
Other states like Minnesota and New Jersey have enacted similar laws involving terroristic threats, and Seiden believes it may be time for Vermont to follow suit. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.